Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dax Carlisle. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach from the Tarot Guild. Now in our 16th year, I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, and joining me as always is my fabulous co-host. She is a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody.
Happy Psychic Saturday. Here we are.
How are you? It's amazing. It's hot. Is it hot where you are?
Oh, gosh. So before the show, you know, I always like to get ready, and then I like to get a cup of coffee and try to wake up, right? And I go out onto the patio. And I'm on the patio. There's a slight breeze. In fact, a lot of times I just do the radio show from the patio because it's so nice. And there was a slight breeze, but it was already in the hundreds of degrees. And so I drank my coffee faster than normal and went back inside. and I'm doing the radio show in the air conditioning.
Good idea. Yeah, it's hot here. It's not quite as hot as that, but we've been in the like 80s and 90s, and we're supposed to be in the hundreds all this week, I think, coming
but
up.
It's a dry heat.
Right.
It's a dry heat.
That whole thing, right? But it's a dry heat. Like, it makes it any more tolerable. I guess it makes it a little more tolerable.
Instead of the Amazon, it's more, you know, with the high humidity of the and 97 degrees, it's more like, you know, a pizza oven, brick oven.
Yeah.
That, so.
A nice 1,000-degree pizza oven.
You do actually acclimate to it at some point. You know, I mean, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I remember 80-degree humidity and 97 degrees near Philly. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible, but yeah, I've acclimated to it out here. It's not so bad, and you got to remember. I mean, we go from our air conditioning in the house to the air conditioning in the car to the air conditioning in our destination. You know, we try not to stay actually out there that long.
When
people go jogging, it's like 4 or 5 in the morning when you go jogging. You know, you don't go jogging at like 10. You know, or noon.
Right.
You die. You know, so you just have to change. Absolutely. Well, maybe the heat will kill all the COVID, you know. I don't know.
Hey, right? I hope something will. Something's got to
happen. It could
happen.
Oh, yeah. You know, between your state and my state, right? But
no, my gosh. We're ruining the country.
Yeah. So let's tell everybody that we're a live call-in show, and you can call us at 714-816-4628. If you're listening live right now, we'd love it if you'd call in. You know, some of my friends ask me about my podcast, and I always tell them, I said, you know, it's not a podcast. A podcast is when fearful and lazy people record themselves 5 or 10 times and go in and edit it for an hour and a half, 3 hours before posting it on YouTube. No, we're brave. We need live radio. Now, it becomes a podcast after with the recording, but right, Mary, we're brave. We're on here live.
Oh, yeah. You know, we are ready to take on whatever happens on live radio, and anything can happen.
Yes. Absolutely. Anything can happen.
I think it's much more fun. I'm always excited to see who's out there, what's going to happen. It makes it, I think it makes it more interesting. We don't have a canned, you know, that you're getting fresh radio instead of canned radio.
Yeah, canned radio. I love that. Yeah, that's what it is, really, you know. And I don't know. I've been tempted to, you know, go to podcasting because it is easier. You can make everything sound really polished and edited it. I mean, I edit some things here and there, you know, but when we're live, we're live and anything can happen. But the thing is, you miss out on cool stuff like just getting to talk to people live and stuff like that. Hey, I'm jumping in the chat room right now. I forgot to jump into the chat room. Sorry, everybody, but Jason's in there already. Hi, Jason. And Charlotte's in there as well. And you can join us in the chat room if you're listening live. We're in the chat room now. That's on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. There's a chat button in the navigation bar at the top of any page on the right-hand side, unless you're on a phone, and then it's chat bubbles at the top of the phone. There, yeah, just click the chat bubbles. But you can also type in thetarotguild.com/chat. It'll take you right over there. Oh, Mary just popped in. Hi, Mary. And click on main room. Click on main room. Yeah, our chat room, at least on the Saturday show, has started to become more lively. People are joining us here on Saturdays and talking up a storm in the chat room. You know, you comment on the show or ask a question, you know, if it's really cool, we might, you know, read it on air. And if you want to get a mini reading, you can ask, you know, you can ask for a mini reading in the live chat, and we'll do that on air for you as well. Otherwise, give us a call, 714-816-4628. Now, as soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad because that puts you in the caller queue. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. So 714-816-4628, press 1. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. There you go. Okay. So, and on the show today, you know, it's open lines and mini readings, and you can also ask us questions about tarot and numerology and Reiki and crystals and energy healing, hypnosis, emotional freedom technique, neurolinguistic programming, life coaching,
you name
angels.
It.
We have everything Fairies. Covered, right, Mary?
Unicorns. Yes.
Forgot about that. Yeah, you're a fairyologist. See, we got everything covered. So just call in and ask us about the, you know, we don't get enough of those calls. You know, people call in and ask for mini readings, which is perfectly fine. But we would love some big questions like we do on the Psychic Spin segment. By the way, we do have a Psychic Spin segment today because it is the fourth Saturday. We're going to be talking about, is this really a moment of change? But I did want to say that, you know, you can ask us the big questions. You know, it could be personal, or we could pull cards on something. You just, let's hit Mary and Dax with this, see what they come up with. And asking questions. We love when you ask questions about, you know, how does tarot work? Or you have this burning question about a particular card or a spread or how to read this way or what have you. Or you have a question about numerology, you know, angel cards, deck collecting, because Mary is the, you know, queen of deck collecting. Deck collecting. Am I saying that right? I thought I said debt collector for a second. Anyway.
I will be calling you soon.
That's right. That's right. And I see
what
some people getting
job.
In. Yeah, yeah. And I see some people getting into the caller queue right now. We'll be going to the calls shortly. Give you some time to get in there. We'll do the psychic spin. I did want to mention that, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, the Tarot Guild, we're in our 16th year. Our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, and we have been the international organization for professional tarot readers, students of the tarot, tarot enthusiasts, deck collectors since 2004. Oh, my God. I'm so old. Anyway, so head over to thetarotguild.com. You can join 100% free. It's like Facebook. It's like joining Facebook or Instagram or what have you, because it's not just a static website, folks. It has all the features that you know and love on Facebook, but not all of the crap. It's all tarot all the time at thetarotguild.com. Yeah. And you can join with your Facebook or your Twitter or your Google accounts. You just click the button and join. And you can take advantage of all the fabulous features on the website. You know, there's instant messaging. There's chat, like the chat room that we're in here. And there are forums, articles, videos. There's an activity feed, you know, just like your wall on Facebook. You know, all of that. And it's all free. That's right. We do have a premium membership as well, which includes your certified tarot reader certification. Your CTR certification is included in the membership, and that's on 25% off right now because of the sizzling summer sale. You can go join if you're a professional reader, want to get your certification. You get that certificate. You also get your membership certificate to the professional organization. If you're brand new to tarot, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. It's also 25% off. You'll find all of that on the website, thetarotguild.com. So pop on over there. And let's see. We've got a few callers coming in here. All righty. So I'm going to get my deck ready here because we are going to do the psychic spin. And Mary, you want to tell folks about... for those that are new, what the Psychic Spin segment is and our topic?
Yes. So the Psychic Spin segment that we do once a month is really fun. And what we do is we take a look at major topics, that a lot of times what's trending in the news, and we ask the questions that, you know, often people are discussing on the news shows. We see all the talking heads talking about it, but they don't have a deck of tarot cards like we do. So we get a chance to get an interesting take on it that I think is more objective, because we're asking the cards. We're not just pontificating our own personal opinion about this stuff. So today we are talking about kind of what's going on right now. You know, the world, we've got so much going on. We've got protests going on across the country about police brutality, racial injustice. We've got COVID-19 across the globe, this pandemic that's affecting everybody. We've got swarms of locusts. We've in some parts of the world, we've got a huge plume of dust hitting the U.S. from the Sahara this weekend. You know, we got all kinds of stuff going on. And some people are wondering, like, is this like a big moment of change? You know, when it comes to the pandemic and the protests and all these earth changes, is this really something that we're going to look back and say, like, wow, this is when the world changed? Or is this just sort of a thing where things just kind of pop up and we, you know, deal with them and then we go back to business as usual? So that's the question. Is it a moment of change?
Awesome. Yeah. I may have to pull multiple spreads on this because, you know, there's all the different change. There's the social change, the justice part, you know, Black Lives Matter, that kind of thing. Then there's, you know, like you said, the COVID and, you know, health crises and all these other crises going on. And I might have to pull multiple spreads because when I pulled cards just now, it seems to be focusing in on the whole, you know, George Lloyd and social justice kind of thing. I mean, Mary, literally the very first card I got is the justice card. So there you go.
Yeah, I got the justice card too. Isn't that weird? Like maybe that's the first thing that needs to be addressed, because I thought, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I'll just quickly say what I'm getting here. What I'm seeing is that, you know, and I always do it as a yes, no, and it's leaning yes that there's going to be this big change involving policing and social justice and so forth. It's indicating that young people, the younger generations, are going to be the ones, you know, really fueling this. Necessary that they do to really make it happen, because there are people still holding on. You know, I got the Four of Pentacles, and as soon as I saw that card, the first thing that popped in my mind was people just holding on to these outdated ways of doing things and looking at things, and, you know, the outdated ways of policing and holding on to their prejudices and things like that, right? And it's going to require thinking outside the box. It's going to require thinking outside the box, and there's going to be, there's going to be quite a, I'm really getting, how to put it, but there's going to be a lot of unrest still. It's going to be a fight. It's not going to be by the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, we're going to have reform. Yeah. And let's see. Oh, I got the Five of Swords, you know, defeat, loss, failure. The feeling I'm getting about this card is one of its less used meanings, referring to winning at all costs, winning at the expense of others. You might ultimately prevail, but this might end up being more costly than we think it's going to be. Something along those lines. What are you getting, Mary?
That is so fascinating. You know, because it makes sense of like what I was looking at with my cards. I'm like, that's interesting. But what you're saying makes sense about it being more costly. What I'm getting is really interesting. First thing I got was the King of Pentacles. I got the Sun card, the Four of Swords, and the Justice card. And then I end with the Ten of Cups. And what this says to me, it's like the King of Pentacles came up in what I consider kind of the past influence position. And I feel like what this is saying is like, okay, you know, we spent most of our focus, maybe, you know, like systemically, let's say, was focused on protecting our wealth, accumulating and protecting our wealth. And now the sun is shining a light on those aspects of justice that we've been sleeping on. Okay, we haven't been sleeping. You know, it's no surprise to anybody, I think, that there's racial injustice, that there's disparities in the system when it comes to everyone getting, you know, being treated the same, being treated equally, having that balance. And yet, I think we've like slept on it for a while. We haven't really fixed these problems. We've kind of ignored them. And so with the Four of Swords, you know, with the sun card right above it, it's like, okay, wake up. You know, the sun's shining down on you. You can't sleep on this anymore. And the justice card is right underneath that. So I think that's being addressed. And I think with the Ten of Cups at the end, it's like, it's talking about, okay, this is one, we know it's emotionally driven for one thing, you know, because of the time that we're, you know, anytime we're faced with injustice, you know, we feel upset. We feel a certain way. The Ten of Cups, I think, is great, though, because it's just a feeling I get with the people underneath this rainbow of cups is like, okay, you know, does it come out you know, in the end, where we all feel like we're more included in the system than maybe we have been. So I feel like it's a positive outcome. And I do think that, you know, not a lot of this is what I would interpret as being a change, real change. It's more like saying, like, okay, it's time to address these things. It's time to wake up from our slumber. It's time to stop closing our eyes to the lack of fairness and the lack of justice. And maybe, you know, that idea of, you know, just everything being focused on protecting and accumulating wealth, maybe that's what is changing. Because I think that that's an aspect of it, that, you know, to really address these issues, it's gonna involve how things are approached monetarily as well, which is something I hadn't really considered before.
Yeah, that's why I love the psychic spins. And I just pulled a bunch of cards on, you know, looking at the overall, not just the social injustice situation, but overall with you know, the weather, the pandemics, the, you know, all these different things, you know, is this some form of big change? And the cards are saying, no, not really. That, you know, there are small cycles, there are big cycles, there are bigger cycles. And it seems like it to us, because we live linearly and we are here in the moment, looking at the recent past and the, you know, not too far near future, and not looking at the whole thing, that there's been cyclical changes with, you know, weather patterns, animal migration, insect population, and we've had viruses for, you know, 500 million years, and humans have dealt with it for 200 and something million years, and we're still here. And that it's much more big and cyclical, you know, like the procession with the 26,000 year procession, you know, and we as humans just can't grasp that. You know, we think, oh my God, there's huge changes going on, when, yeah, it's always been this way. We've always had viruses, and every year, you know, until this year, every year we've dealt with, not, you know, the flu, of course, but not just the flu. I mean, folks, there's hundreds of viruses that affect humans, and we deal with it every year, and a lot of people die, and it's tragic, but a lot of people die every year. You know, what I'm seeing, however, is that it's talking about, well, first of all, I'm getting more changes, which I was shocked by that. I was like, really? Can it get anywhere? Remember how we were in the green room talking about, well, we're a 4-year numerologically, and we're going into a world year of 5, which is, everybody knows the 5s in the tarot, you know, not our favorite cards. 5 is a high energy card. It's a card of adventure. But if the other side of the coin, it's the chaos number in numerology, 5, you know. So, and remember, Mary, we said, what? How could it get worse? You know? But I am getting cards talking about imminent change. And one thing is, you know, the need and the ability to maintain harmony while juggling the different aspects of a situation, having flexibility, retaining our playfulness, with this. So if there is a big change in our lives, what it really boils down to is how we are reacting to things versus this is something new that's never been seen before. It's not new. You know, the planet's been here for billions of years. Humans have been here for 200 and something million years. There's always been viruses. There was viruses way before there was humans. There was insect migration. There was, you know, 5,000 years ago, crops were destroyed by, you know, locusts. Volcanoes have gone off. Tectonics have shifted for thousands of years. You know, there is nothing new under the sun. However, we're becoming more sensitive to certain things, noticing things, and it's kind of like it's almost a challenge. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. It's almost like a test. You know, the universe is kind of testing us, where we need to work on balance, our reaction to what's happening to us, learn to roll with the punches, learn to balance everything, juggle all the aspects of life, our home life, our work life, and at the same time dealing with a pandemic. I don't know if this is all coming out right, Mary. It's really hard to articulate, but, you know, I mean, I have it in my mind, but getting this out, you know, it's a lot of it is illusion. That's the other thing that's coming up, is that there's a lot of illusion going on here. There's fake news. And no, I don't mean it in the sense of Trump and Trump. You know? There is fake news everywhere. You know, I mean, I don't care, you know, what side of the political spectrum you're on. I don't care if you watch MSNBC or Fox News. I don't care. I look at all this stuff. I look at what's coming up on the net. I look at what people put out there. And there is so much misinformation and illusions and false belief things going on right now. And it's hard for the individual to really grasp what reality is. And that leads back to being able to balance all this and maintain an equilibrium and harmony, and, you know, being able to balance our reaction to things and not be too quick to react. You know, this pops up on the news. Oh my God. No, wait, do research. Is it real? You know? So that's what's coming up in the cards. And again, not what I expected, Mary. Did you pull more cards on anything? What are you getting?
Yeah, I did kind of a look at the general overall, like, state of the world. You know, is this a moment of change for the world? And what I'm getting is that it's just enough. You know, it's not like this is the moment where the world changed forever. This is a new phase, I think. This is just like another cycle we're going through, another phase we're going through. I got the Ace of Wands overlooking everything and saying, like, okay, this is one of those moments where, okay, we get a new beginning, or we get a fresh start. The way in which this is new, I think, has to do with what you were saying with balance. I got the Temperance card in the Outcome position. You know, so what is it that is going to be better blended together? What are we doing? You know, how does this change, basically? And, you know, it tells the kind of story here in the cards with the Ten of Cups and the King of Cups and the Nine of Pentacles that, you know, maybe this is a moment where we finally kind of realize, like, okay, you know, that Nine of Pentacles reminds me a little bit of, like, self-control, because she has the Falcon in her hand. You know, and she's independent, and, you know, she's the self-made woman and all of that. But, you know, there's also, you know, it's not about just making ourselves rich, you know, because we are witnessing a lot of these changes. You're right. The Earth has been around for a really, really long time. Humans have been around really, really long time too. But there's always been, you know, pivotal moments where we have a chance to advance, right? We have a chance to progress with civilization advances. And I think that when it comes to the Earth, we're kind of now able to kind of have this opportunity to blend in not just that desire to, you know, take all of the, you know, benefits that we can from the Earth, but to also realize, like, okay, we've got to be a little more disciplined about it. We, you know, wealth is terrific, but, you know, raping the planet, you know, destroying all the resources, you know, just gobbling them all up may not work as well going forward. And, you know, there's been a lot of wildlife and conservationists that have spoken to, like, you know, this pandemic is kind of a consequence of how we treat nature. So I think that, you know, this is like signaling like an opportunity. Aces to me are about opportunities. So whether or not this becomes a big moment of change for us is really going to depend on how we respond. Do we take that opportunity to then, you know, do things a little bit different, you know, have that sort of more, you know, temperance kind of approach to things, where we balance things, where we don't just wipe out forests just to, like, log trees and make money and make paper products, et cetera, but that we also consider, like, okay, wait a minute, you know, how do we keep the balance there? You know, if we can we also just take part of it, or can we also, you know, replant, you know, what we take down? So I think that's just kind of one example. But I think this idea of the Ten of Cups going into the Nine of Pentacles and finding the balance between those two energies, finding the balance between doing what we want and making, you know, the wealth for ourselves that we want to, along with, you know, having some thoughtfulness, having some compassion, having some sensitivity to what we're doing. So this is an opportunity rather than a big moment of change, because change doesn't happen independently of what we do as a human race on the planet. I think this is just the opportunity to maybe do things in a different way.
Absolutely. It's totally a opportunity. And, you know, I just asked the cards, is this the new norm? Have things changed with the pandemic? And it says no, things are going to get back to normal. You know, we're going to get back to work. The Eight of Pentacles. And in fact, I got 2 8 cards. 8 is the number of abundance in numerology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the entrepreneur, the financial success, the 9 of Pentacles showing up. It all has to do with our choices. In a lot of these spreads, I keep getting the 7 of Cups keeps showing up. You know, illusion, fantasy, confusion, multiple choices. It all comes down to our choices, really. You know, we could choose to say, oh, yeah, this is the new norm, and we're never getting back to the way it was before. And we keep hearing that on TV. You know, we hear that on the news, and the cards say no. You know, that's bogus. You know, humans have been here 200 something million years, and we're going to continue to be here. We're going to get back to things. It may be different. There may be a lot more deaths, but, you know, we are going to get back to work, you know, 8 of Pentacles. And there's that opportunity to make. It depends on, you know, if we make the right choices. This does not I think that's what it's saying. If we make the right choices, it does not have to be, quote unquote, the new norm, you know. And actually, there's opportunity for a lot of people, like with the Eight of Cups, the Eight of Pentacles, Nine of Pentacles. There's a lot of opportunity here to let go of the past, to, you know, put away the way we did things before and become even more abundant than before the crisis. And then I also asked more immediately, did another spread on more immediately this fall, second wave, that kind of thing. And what I'm getting is yes, there will be a second wave. However, it's not. I asked, is it going to be the same intensity as the first wave? And I'm getting a no. It's not going to be the same. And I've got the Ten of Swords, that a lot of it is going to be dead, you know, in the water. The sun is dawning in the background. There's going to be a different reaction, different preparedness to it, and the virus itself is not going to be the same, and it's just not going to be to the extent that this first wave was. And then I also did get the Sun card, you know, looking really good here. Six of Swords, the Success card, and Ace of Wands. You know, there's the aces again, you know, new opportunities and so forth. You know, I feel like it's just going to be very different. It's going to happen, but it's going to be, I like that.
Yeah. I pulled some cards on just, you know, because I really did like that question. Is this the new norm? You know? And the thing is, you know, What I got is like really saying, like, you know, we're gonna decide, or what we do is going to decide whether or not this is the new normal. And you know, I got a lot of eights, like you did too. I got the Strength card, and I got the Eight of Wands, and I got the Seven of Wands with the Magician card with the Queen of Cups underneath it. Now, to me, what that is saying is, like, again, it points back to this sort of like, okay, we have some control over this. With the Magician card, you know, often we think of him, it's like, look, you've got all the resources. So we've got the resources to decide, you know, it's how we use them that's going to decide whether or not it's the new norm. I think that, you know, up to now, you know, it's been pretty hit or miss, at least in the U.S. with the way we've handled it, and in other countries too. And, you know, at the same time, though, we've never been lacking for the tools to be able to handle this. We talk about viruses and all this stuff. Well, there's a pretty, like, you know, pretty standard playbook when you're dealing with an epidemic or when you're dealing with the pandemic, and you go by that playbook and it goes away. Look, you know, Congo just said they finally, you know, are rid once again of Ebola. Well, you know, that's happened a few times, and when Ebola comes back, they put their playbook, you know, into use, and they, you know, stamp out the epidemic, and then okay, they're good again. So it's just a matter of using the tools that we have, the right tools for the right job, so to speak. And with the Seven of Wands, I think, you know, we're going to get the upper hand over this. And so this doesn't have to be the new normal. And with the Eight of Wands, I feel like, you know, this is something where, okay, you know, we got to, like, kind of all be going in the same direction, right? And once we do that, I think we can get over this rather quickly. You know, it's like we need to, like, kind of get the right plan in place, and then the momentum starts happening, you know, and then we can reach that point where, okay, now we've got it under control. I think of the Strength card that comes up here, and, you know, it's that kind of blend, right, of, like, brute force and diplomacy with the Strength card, where it's like, okay, you know, we were reactionary, And now we can enter this phase where we're not so reactionary, where we really do, you know what we're doing, and we've got all the tools in place, and we get the upper hand on it. So, yeah, I don't think that it's going to be a new normal. It may be a new normal at the moment, but I always have a problem with that phrase anyways, because it's like, what's normal? You know, define normal to begin with. So life is ever changing. You know, it's not like this is going to last forever. You know, like most epidemics, pandemics, whatever, you know, you respond to it, you use the tools that you have, and you stamp it out, and then you go back to business. So I think that's going to happen too for us.
Yep. Awesome. Yep. Awesomeness. Let's see. So we got 20 minutes left in the show.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Take some phone calls. I know. It's just like, God, the psychic spin segment is so fun, you know, and the people in the chat room are chattering away. Hi, everybody. And you can join us in the chat room. Remember, thetarotguild.com/chat. We're trying to build that up, you know, because
yes.
People haven't been using it. You know, we'd like to get, you know, more and more people into the chat room with us here. But
well,
before
we
go to phone calls,
I was going to say
the same thing. Mary, do you want to tell
about
us about what shows are coming up on the network?
I'm so excited about it. Yeah, so this week on Psychic Talk Radio, you guys are going to want to tune in tomorrow, June 28th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, for the Magic Universe with your host, Sharona Rapsik. She's going to be talking about using the tarot to create magical change in your life. So that should be super fun. And then on Monday, I know, I'm so excited. And we're talking about change. It's like, let's make some magical changes. And then on Monday, June 29th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, it's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Bukes. And Wednesday, July 1st is the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with your host, Catherine Hahn. Catherine recently moved her show to Wednesdays, so it's going to be Wednesdays now at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. This coming Wednesday, she's going to be talking about the Divine You. It's her series wrap-up of her Divine You series. And then on Friday, the doctors are in with hosts Dr. Rose Wilkerson and our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle. They're going to have open lines, life coaching, and tarot mini readings, and they're going to be talking about how to use totems to enhance your life. So that should be interesting. And then I'll be back next Saturday, 4th of July, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, for There's a Rock for That. And I'll be doing open lines and crystal mini readings, and my topic is exploring carnelian. So you want to tune in to the Psychic Talk Radio Network this week. We've got a lot of good stuff going on. You can find the list of our upcoming shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of tarot stuff coming up, especially in July.
I know
we have a lot of listeners that are, you know, people from the Tarot Guild members and people that are interested in tarot and numerology, and some really great stuff. You know, basically, you know, Sharona on Magic Universe, she can cover anything, but she's doing more tarot topics, and it's really cool. Like one this Sunday, I can't wait for, you know. What was the title? Using Tarot to Create Magical Change in Your Life. Fits in with her magical universe, you know. But her first show in July, she's got Jesse Driscoll on,
Driscoll,
the creator of the Crystal Skull Tarot. So, you know, I love that she's doing all these tarot shows. And we're doing some in July, too. We're going to be asking about, like, for instance, the question we are most asked about the tarot, what people, you know, most ask us And we're also doing a "Is Tarot Ruining Your Life?" It's a little tongue in cheek, folks, but we're gonna have fun with that show as well. Yeah, really cool stuff coming up. Can't wait. Can't wait. So let's see, who's been waiting the longest on the phone lines, Mary? Oh, we lost a bunch of callers. I guess they didn't want to hear about is this a moment of change? So I don't know what happened. It's weird. Right before the show started, there was a whole bunch of people, like, they came on and they dropped off, and then someone else came on and then they dropped off. And, you know, we are in Mercury retrograde. I don't know if we're having – yeah, I don't know if we're having issues with the phone lines or, you know, because of that or what's going on here. But
it could be. When I called in, it was like it seemed like there was a bit of delay before it gave me the prompt that I was in the queue.
Yeah.
So that could be a little weird. Mercury retrograde.
And when I tried calling in to the show, let's see, two Fridays ago, I couldn't get through. And I had to use a different way to get through. And then yesterday, the switchboard was hanging up. I'd push the button to make somebody live, and it would just, you get that circle, you know, that keeps going around and around. And I'd have to put them back on hold and then bring them live again. Yeah, so remember that for your show next week. You might have to do some finagling with this switchboard here. Oh, boy.
Wrestling.
But that does open a bunch of lines. You know, if anybody wants to call in right now, we might get to you. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And I don't have an area code for the caller that's waiting the longest. I'm just going to say, caller, it's you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dax. This is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York. How are you doing?
Great.
Hi, Lisa.
We had like two or three Lisas yesterday. It's Lisa weekend or something going on here.
Wow.
Okay, sounds good. So I have a question here. I just wanted to know, would it be a good idea to hire a legal research writer to help me present the legal matter?
I didn't quite catch that. A legal something, something, something.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Your line is you're a little muffled there, Lisa. So if you can get, you know, really close to the mic and accentuate. Can you say that again?
Yeah. So my question is this. I have a legal matter. And I wanted to know, would it be a good idea to hire a legal research writer?
A legal research writer?
Yeah, to help me present my case.
Ah, that's what you were saying.
Oh,
I don't hear the legal part. Yeah.
Interesting question.
One we've never had, Mary. You want to go first on this
No.
one?
Yeah, this is exciting. We've never been asked this question before. So would it be a good idea to hire a legal research writer to help you present your case? Okay, and looking at that. All right, so is it a good idea? We have the Sun card, the Knight of Cups, and Nine of Swords, Two of Swords, and the Star card. You know, the feeling that I get is this. I feel that, like, it's not like it's a bad idea, you know. It's not a bad idea at all. But I'm just concerned about, you know, will this get you the results you're hoping for, you know. I think that ultimately it might be more beneficial. You know, we have the Knight of Cups here. Have you consulted with an attorney?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to present it to an attorney. Yeah, I haven't consulted yet, but I was going to consult with one. All right, I can just do it myself and take my time.
Because I feel like it's not a bad idea. I'm just not sure that it's necessary. I feel that, like, if you find the right attorney to consult with, that might be a better benefit to you. Because really, you know, in a sense, you know, they may have already done the research, you know. So you want to look for attorneys that maybe either specialize in the type of issue that your case is about, or that even have some experience with those kind of cases, you know, that you may be aware of. And you know, I get the Knight of Cups with this, so I feel like it could be a water sign, but I feel like you're going to need someone who is like particularly, you know, sensitive to and interested in the kind of issue that you're talking about. But let's see what Dex gets.
So Lisa, I pretty much agree with Mary. I first did it as a yes-no spread, got 3 yeses, 2 noes. So it's definitely leaning towards yes as far as hiring the legal right. This is, I've never had this question before. I've never even heard of a legal researcher. You know, it's like, you know, I thought that's why we hire lawyers. Lawyers have people that do research. I didn't think that we had to hire. I've never heard of anybody hiring on their own a legal researcher. Anyway, so. But basically what the spread is saying is yes, you know, it's a good idea. Now, like going back to what Mary said, do you need to? Maybe not. But I'm getting very positive yes cards. In fact, I got 3 major arcana cards. That's big. You know, when you get a lot of major arcana cards, they're the big life changes, and they're yes cards in the type of yes-no spread I do. Now, the thing is, that said, the central focus card is the 5 of Cups. And what that is suggesting is that the legal research person aside, that's less important as your attitude about the case and your focus and your emotional feeling, especially that because it's cups, that's emotions. The 5 of Cups card, crying over spilt milk card. In the card, 3 of the 5 cups have spilt their contents, but behind the person, if they would just turn around, are 2 perfectly good upright cups that are full. So it's talking about, where's your focus? Are you focusing on the lack? Are you focusing on what you want, the positive outcome of the case? And then the other thing is the 7 of Wands. And it's interesting because this is a card of struggle and competition. And, you know, you think of a legal battle, and that's actually what's being depicted in the card, is it sort of a battle, you know. This individual's holding on to this wand, which is actually a broadstaff, and he's got the staff, and then there's these 6 other staves pushing up towards him. However, he's on the mound of a hill. He's got the high ground. And so what this is suggesting is, you know, basically Tarot saying, tell Lisa she already has the high ground in this case.
What do you think? Yes.
Oh my. Yes. So it's looking really good. I mean, I'm getting a lot of positive cards here. And hey, if you want to go ahead with the legal researcher, cards say that's perfectly fine. But I do agree with Mary. You got to think, is it really necessary? Because you already have the high ground as far as the cards are concerned. And the main focus card, that 5 of Cups, the tarot is more concerned with your attitude, your feelings about this, where you're focused and dialed in on this. That's what you really should be looking at. So I hope that helped, Lisa.
That helps a lot. It helps a lot. You answered more than one question, too, as you were doing the reading, but it helps wonderfully.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
Awesome.
So I'll do this myself. If I need to reach out to a research writer to help, I will. But I just wanted to make it stronger. That's all, from a legal standpoint of view. But I'll work on it myself.
Awesome.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. And next we're going to area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Charlotte. I'm calling from
Charlotte.
Utah.
And her name was Charlotte. Hey, Char. How you been?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. It's good. It's good. You know, it's summertime, so you guys touched on the hotness factor.
Yes.
Earlier. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, really interesting show today, as usual.
Thank you.
I actually put myself in the queue like right away because I'm like, I always wait.
Oh, you got a burning question.
Chatting. Yeah. Well, okay. So you guys know that I, you know, kind of started that little crystal business last year, and then I just kind of let that fall off my plate.
What?
And now I've just recently invested in some more inventory, and I'm wondering what the cards say about if that was a smart move.
What did they say about that? If that was a smart move, I think it's Dax's turn.
Let's see, Charlotte,
make a smart move.
Okay. Taking a look here. Oh, that Justice card shows up again as the central foot. Why is that? You know, I got the feeling, because right next to it is the Three of Cups, I got the feeling that it's referring to, you know, receiving justice. Like, you'll finally be able to make a go of this, and you'll be celebrating.
Oh, that's good to hear.
That's the feeling I'm getting from this. Looking at some of the other cards, I get the feeling that it could be a wise vision. But it's talking about the execution of it depends on you being really rational and analytical about this. So in other words, I never want to say don't go with your gut instincts, but don't let emotions cloud your judgment on proceeding forward now that you have the new inventory. That, you know, you should be doing things methodically, with wisdom and with courage and being intelligent about it, you know, analytical about it. And, you know, part of that, you know, where I said, you know, don't let your emotions drag you over here, then over there, then over here, then over there. You know, that's part of doing this analytically and intelligently is it's sticking with something. It's making it routine. It is continuing forward and not allowing any negative thoughts or emotions to cause you to go, you know, oh, I'm hanging it up. 2 weeks later, oh, no, I'm doing it again. Hanging it up. Okay, 2 months later, okay, I want to do it again. it's like, you know, you got to get the emotions, the negative thought patterns, everything like that. You got to get all that out. You got to be joyous about it. You got to focus on the success. It's going to happen. I'm going to be so happy. you know, with that Three of Cups, you know, focus in on the Three of Cups there. You're going to attract that in, and you're just going to stick with it despite any ups and downs and just go forward.
Okay.
There's some suggestion about around ritual. I mentioned that a couple minutes ago. There's some focus around that with ritual. And I'm not 100% sure what that means, but I think one of the impressions I'm getting is being more ritualistic, steady with, you know, your promotions, regularly, you know, setting up a schedule for yourself and being ritualistic about it. It's like, okay, you know, every Monday I'm going to do an article about a particular stone, crystal, and I'm going to link to something in my inventory at the end, you know.
Right.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I'm going to promote like crazy on social media. Every Friday, I'm going to do an article on this other aspect of the business. And then Monday rolls around and I'm going to, okay, do the next article on the next crystal, you know. Or maybe you're doing one on Mondays and one on Fridays, you know, writing something and getting it out there. So, you know, have a schedule to it and keep, you know, stick to it, you know, stick to it and try to analyze this, come up with a plan, not just haphazardly, I bought a bunch of inventory and I'm going to try to sell it. What does that mean? I'm going to try to sell it, you know, or you get to call
right.
your neighbors, you know, like, do you want to buy some tourmaline? You know, I mean, you got to have some kind of a promotional plan, and you should be, you know, I really feel you should be writing about this, that you should be time, because then you're building up an inventory of blog posts on this, articles, blog
oh,
posts,
right.
you know, so you can recycle those, you see. You know, you go in and you change the date from last January to, you know, today. And then suddenly, oh, look, new article from Charlotte on tourmaline, you know. hey, Mary, why does tourmaline keep coming up? I don't know. It keeps popping in my head. You got to tell me why. And so what are you getting for Charlotte?
Yes, well. You know, since it was a crystal question, I drew my crystal cards just to see what would come up with this. And, you know, look, I think that, you know, just on the no aspect of the question, you know, was this a smart move? You know, what's funny is like when you asked that question, I thought of that the kind of funny saying, you know, like, smooth move, X-Fox. Why that came up. It just cracked me up. But no, I do think that it is a smart move. It's all in the execution, kind of like what Dax was saying. You know, and the thing about it is the first card that came up was Obsidian, you know. So it's saying like, look, you know, let's approach this in a grounded way. You know, black obsidian is a very protective stone, and, you know, it's really great for removing negativity and clearing any obstacles in our path, often connected to career and feng shui. It's used in the North Bagua section, if you're, you know, in your home or a room, to basically like provide that energy to like clear any negativity away. So, and then from obsidian, I go into blue lace agate, which again, kind of aligns with what Dax was saying about promotion, you know, blue lace agate, you got to communicate about this, let people get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's important. It's a throat chakra stone. It also, you know, has a sort of like, you know, nice, like, soft blue colors to it. So it just reminds us, like, okay, you know, and it's it, and you see, like, the striping, you know, like you do in a lot of agates, with
right.
blue lace agate, that just kind of reminds us that, you know, this is, like, a layered approach,
mm-hmm.
to the communication.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you, you know, you have your inventory, you decide, okay, maybe you have blue lace agate for sale, okay? You write a little article like, hey, this stone is great for all these different things. Here's a link to my, you know, blue lace agate I have for sale in my inventory. And then, you know, the layered approach would be also like then take that and push that out on social media, push it out on your Facebook and the groups that you're in. And if you're on Twitter or Instagram, Instagram is great. Pictures of the stones that you have in your inventory. So just think of it that way, that like it's a multi-prong, it's a layered approach to how I'm going to promote this or communicate about my inventory. And then the last stone that comes up is citrine. Well, citrine is very closely associated with abundance. A lot of people, you know, keep a little piece of citrine in your wallet or your little cash box, you know, to kind of
mm-hmm.
promote that idea of like, I want these things to sell. I have a little affirmation with citrine saying, I am aligned at all times with the abundant energy of the universe. This powerful energy flows through me into every aspect of my life. So,
oh, wow.
you know, work with those stones. You want to be grounded. So, you know, obsidian coming up first, I feel like is saying like, okay, you know, like inventory, any further increases that you make, you know, take a look at the market. What are people looking for? You know,
right.
what is there too much of out there and what is there not enough out there? What's a good deal and what isn't? You know, that kind of, you know, grounded approach to things. Because if you're like me, you know, I shop for crystals rather emotionally. You know, like, I love you. You must come home with me.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you're so pretty.
In a business, you probably want to take more of a practical approach to things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it was a good idea. It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a couple of things that I gotta tell you this because this is I didn't realize that this message was for you until now because this happened a few days ago. First, but before I get to that, two real quick things because I pulled another card. Answering, you know, trying to answer the original question you had. And actually, I think the original question is wrong. You know, what was it exactly? Did I make a right choice? You know, that's not the question. Was it a smart move? Yeah, that's not the question. The real question is, are you going to make it a smart move?
Yes,
you know, because you're putting it at the yourself at the mercy of the powers that be, the universe, whatever that you know, and just let life happen. You know, that's that type of question. You know, was this a good idea? In reality, it's like, well, are you going to make it a good idea? Because you are in charge. And then I pulled a card, and guess what? Got the Ace of Wands. You know, it's like. This could really be a new opportunity for you. But here's the message that came through. This happened 3 days ago. I had no idea what this meant or why it, you know, stuck in my head until you got on and asked this. But I was working on my logo for my hypnosis business, and I needed to take the logo out and make it translucent, and I was working on something. So I had to go into my stored logos on Wix. You know, I use Wix logo maker
right.
for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I popped in there and I signed in and I went there. And the first thing that popped up was the logo to your business.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Message from the universe. Thumbs up.
It's been confirmed. I know. I remember
the
day we worked on those.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago last year, and I completely forgot about it. And when it popped up, you know, I was looking at it, and I'm like, that's weird. Why did that pop up, you know, first? And I knew there had to be something to it, but I, you know, kind of just like brushed it off. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Why am I seeing this? You know, it just, for some reason, it really stuck with me. And then when you asked the question, I was like, oh my God, that's why it popped up for, because it should not have popped up, because when I go into Mayan, you know, we worked on it, but it was a year ago, and I've worked on a gazillion logos, just at my own logo for my business, like 4 or 5 times. That should have been
right.
The first logo to pop up. But for some reason, the 2 or 3 versions that we worked on your logo for your business popped up instead. And that just kind
of
made me go, what? And then I brushed it off and went back to working on my logo. But now I understand why. It was a message for you.
That kind of gives you the chills, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, okay.
It does. I'm telling you, it does.
Yeah,
well, B, you were meant to call in today. So thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Yeah. Mary.
Alrighty.
Mary,
yes.
Okay. Black quartz, what do you know about black quartz? Or if my time is up, then I'll try to call tomorrow with that question, or next week with that question.
You know what? Call me next Saturday, because that's when I'm doing There's a Rock for That.
I'm talking
about carnelian, but we'll talk all about it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
Enjoy
for calling.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And get to work on that business, Charlotte. Get to work on that business.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth move,
X-Lex. Smooth move, X-Lex.
It's just cracking me up.
That's a perfect question to call into That's a Rock.
I know.
There's a Rock for That
I'm
next
like,
week.
Please,
yeah.
Please call with a crystal question. I love those.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Plus,
goodness.
I wanted to.
Oh no! You had asked about why do you keep saying Tourmaline? Why do you keep thinking of Tourmaline?
Yeah,
and I was just.
Or should I call in your show next week?
You should call in next week. No, but you know, it's interesting. It's considered a stone of reconciliation, like being diplomatic, helping people to reconcile differences, that kind of stuff, and also connected with digestive issues. So if any of that's going on. That might be something to think about.
Could be. Okay, so I think we might have time for one more call. If we don't get to your call today, remember Sharona is doing Magic Universe tomorrow, and she's going to be talking about, you know, using the tarot for other things than what people normally think of. You know, it's like, how can you manifest things in your life with that? You know, and I want to tune in and find out how to do that too.
Yes. Magical change. Oh. I love the idea of magical changes.
That's right. But of course, I'll be back next Friday. And you can also call in to, you know, Mary will be back next Sunday with her show. And you can call in the first Saturday of July. God, I can't believe it's July.
I know. And it's the 4th of July.
And it's on the 4th of July, so you doubly have to tune in next week, folks. Let's see. Last caller of the day. We're going to go to area code 415. Ooh, California. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne in a gloomy San Francisco.
Aw, gloomy what? San Francisco.
Yeah.
June.
It's the fog season.
I used to love my gloomy fog season, you know, when I was living in Frisco. You know, I just loved it.
Not me.
You know, you got to realize that I had just come from, when I lived in San Francisco, I had just come from like 122 degree temperatures and sun 24/7 in, you know, in Phoenix.
Arizona?
When I was living. Yeah. I was living in Phoenix and I moved to Seattle. And I moved back to Phoenix, and then I moved to San Francisco. And I loved the change. It was great getting out of the hot weather. And give me fog any day, just as long as it's not snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you want to chat about?
I would like a general reading, if not slanted toward work. So I'm changing the work I did before this. Is no longer, and I'm ready for the change as well.
So, oh, gosh, a lot of people are doing that. Right, Mary? A lot of people are doing that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that going on. So just kind of a general look at the kind of the work situation, right?
Yeah, or new. Yeah, I'm ready for what any new things that are for change.
Okay, so... I guess I'll go first. Oh, well, so, yeah, looks good. That's my short answer. It does look good, you know. And what it is you, I get the Queen of Wands is the first thing that comes up. I think that's representing you, whether or not you're a fire sign, you don't have to be. But, you know, it's like the working woman, you know, wands are connected to the idea of work. And from that, I go into the Empress energy. That's a chance for growth and, you know, nurturing things and stuff.
Fertility,
you know, the one thing, exactly, the one thing about the Empress for me is this idea of network. You know, we all have, like, our networks of people, our connections that we have. And I feel like, you know, job opportunities may be coming up out of your network, people that you're connected to. The Two of Cups is underneath So I feel like, you know, we're talking about, you know, finding something that's really going to be a great fit for you, you know, that it's going to be in harmony with you. And the Eight of Wands is the final part. So this is happening pretty quickly, you know? So I do feel like the only card that's like kind of a bummer, because it's just kind of a bummer card, is the Five of Cups underneath everything. And in that position that it's in, it's to me, it's talking about what's in the basement, you know, what's kind of like underlying things. So if you are able to really kind of look at this need changing career and what you did before, if we're able to look at that as like, okay, well, you know, that the time has come for something new, and not get, you know, too down about it. You know, Five of Cups, you know, we call it the card of spilt milk. If we can look at it as like, oh, you know, the milk spilled on that job, you know, but look, you know, I still have, you know, two cups of milk left, you know.
Yeah, I heard that came up with other people today, too, so that's
funny.
Yeah, you know, because change isn't easy, you know, but the fives and decks can tell you this, you know, about the five energy, that it's also that opportunity, if we work the energy of the five right, that we can make a lot of progress. So, yeah, challenges, sure, but also, you know, it's a chance to, like, really, like, you know, progress forward. So I think that opportunities are coming up pretty quickly with the Eight of Wands, and you're going to find something that you may end up loving, really, with the Two of Cups. But I feel like these opportunities grow out of, like, the network you're already kind of connected to. And let's see what Dax has.
Great.
Yeah. Well, you know, just real quickly on that five thing, there's no such – I mean, everybody freaks out with the five cards in the tarot deck, but there is no such thing as a negative or positive card. It's a spectrum of meaning. And Mary's right. With the number five in numerology, it's the chaos number. But then the other side of the coin is it's the number of the adventurer, and it's the high energy number. And because there's so much high energy, and if you focus on being adventurous about it and taking advantage of the high energy, you can get a lot accomplished. It's very akin to, and I'm not an astrologer, but we brought up about Mercury retrograde, and there could be negative things, especially around communications and electronics. And we've been experiencing some of that. And for the 10 years of doing radio, that happens. You know, we hit, and I don't know if it's our expectation, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy, but you know, we enter into Mercury retrograde, and these different quinky-dinky things start popping up with the radio network, you know, with the technology. However, you can also accomplish a lot of things in the time of Mercury retrograde because it's high energy, just like the five. Yeah. So what I'm getting here is the Chariot card, which is a card of endurance and a journey, decisions at a time of crisis. Does that sound like any familiar thing that's going on right now? It's triumph through adversity is really what the Chariot card is about. Triumph through adversity. And that's a great indicator, as it's one of only two major arcana cards showing up in the spread here. So I think it's looking really, really nice here. Now, it doesn't mean everything's all roses. The central focus card is actually the Two of Pentacles. And it's talking about the imminent change, but also being able to maintain balance, harmony, and, you know, juggling everything during this situation.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some juggling, but the message that the cards really want you to take away is the Magician card, Anne.
Ooh.
You are in the driver's seat. The cards want you to focus more on, you know, to take this as an opportunity where you have a clean slate now. I can do anything. Anne can do anything she wants.
Yeah.
And you can manifest it and make it happen. The Magician card pops up for me in readings when the client needs to know or be reminded that they're actually in charge of their lives and can decide what happens and what manifests. Or you can choose not to do anything and just let life happen to you. That's the difference between the 99% and the 1%.
Do you think magician is related to entrepreneurship as well?
Well, it is to some extent, yes. Yes. Uh-huh. I get more of that when the Nine of Pentacles shows up. That's the self-made woman card to me. That's the entrepreneurial card to me. You know, the magician card is too, but not just entrepreneurial, but every aspect of your life. The magician card is saying that, you know, you don't think it. Most people don't. Most people let life happen to them. But in actuality, we have control of every single area. And it's suggesting, I'm also getting cards talking about dreams and focusing your dreams and asking questions in dreams. What it's saying is you got to take this as an opportunity now to have a clean slate and to not just move on to the next thing, but to actually take some time to be with yourself and at night to program your dreams to give you information and messages about this. Really just sit down and, what do I really want to do? What do I like doing? Not just, you know, the skills and ability. Yes, the skills and, you know, writing down a piece of paper, what are the skills and abilities that I have? But also, what do you want to do? What do you enjoy doing? And then figuring out, okay, how do I create value for somebody else? How do I solve a problem for someone else with what I like doing? And that's when you create value, and now you have a business. That's all
nice.
Entrepreneurship is. That's all any business is creating a solution to a problem that someone else has. But the success part comes in where it's something you love and something you love doing. That's what you need to focus on right now.
So the Two of Cups with Mary, I understand a job of harmony, but when that comes up, could it also be meeting somebody through a work situation or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Partnership.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It could be romantic, meeting somebody through your business or a job.
Work partnership.
But the first thing I felt with that, Mary, was partnership. That you could partner up with somebody doing entrepreneurially.
Yeah, partnership, but also that, you know, this is something that, you know, is speaking to your heart, like what Dax was saying about doing something that you love. You know, it's hard to have that feeling of the Two of Cups if you don't like what you're doing. You know?
Yes.
But,
definitely.
But yeah, it definitely opens the door for partnership too in that, especially if you're thinking entrepreneurially.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just out of time. We got to get going, but
Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, I will get out in the fog. And
yay!
Enjoy.
There you go. Get out in the fog. God,
enjoy the fog.
Bye, Ann.
Bye.
I'm so jealous. I would like kill to be in the Bay Area right now.
I know, we're both sweltering, right?
Not in 107 degrees. You know, I'd rather be in the fog, let me tell you. I would love it. Well, thanks, everybody. I want to thank all our listeners and callers because we don't have a show without you. And I want to thank you, Mary, because this was a lot of fun.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you, Dax. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Thank you guys for playing along, for joining us today. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend.
Yep. Remember Sharona's show tomorrow, and I'll be back Friday. Mary will be back with her show, There's a Rock for That, next Saturday. And in 2 weeks from today, Mary and I will be back together on Tarot Today Radio. Goodbye, everybody. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Mary.